Vous êtes sur Art District Radio et c'est l'heure de retrouver Luc Seabright dans Jazz Interview pour une rencontre en anglais avec un artiste de jazz. Passez un très bon moment sur Art District.
Hi there, I'm Luc Seabright and welcome to our jazz interview program. Carnegie Hall. Most of you will probably have heard of the prestigious New York venue, but have you heard of its smaller and now sadly defunct German cousin? Onkel Po's Carnegie Hall, better known simply as Onkel Po, was a music venue in Hamburg which hosted many a legendary jazz musician in its time, including Chet Baker, Art Blakey, Chick Corea, Dizzy Gillespie and Al Jarreau, among many others. It was opened from 1970 to 1986, and Art District will be playing five albums from that period over the next few weeks. Dizzy Gillespie, Chet Baker, Albert Collins, Elvin Jones, and Johnny Guitar Watson are the featured artists. I have on the phone with me today Joachim Becker from Delta Productions, who is responsible for releasing this new material. Hi Joachim, thanks so much for being on the phone with us today.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, I guess could we start, maybe could you tell us a bit about the history of the venue, Onkel Po?
Onkel Po is, as you said, a very well-known club in Germany, in Hamburg. And starting in the 70s, they had all kinds of music there. This was very interesting, not only jazz, but also, let's say, funky stuff, free jazz, but also rock music. For example, U2 played there in
oh, wow.
the very early 80s. Yes. And Tom Waits played there and things like that. So guys like that, I mean. So it was very mixed up, and it was a very small club. When there was TV inside or radio equipment, it was approximately 200 seats, not more. But again, very famous because everybody was playing there. So this was the club. Unfortunately, closed 86 because of... Some regulations with the how do you say it in English, with the building, you know, that they had to do some stuff with the building. Was too expensive to make it safer.
Okay, all right. Were there any attempts to revive the club?
Excuse me?
Were there any attempts to revive the club after it had closed?
No.
Okay, so after 1986, that was the last concert.
Yeah.
So it was a venue in Hamburg. Is there a story behind the name, by any chance? Was there an Onkel Po?
Oh, I have to ask the owner, the former owner. This I don't know. I believe there's a story behind it,
okay.
But I don't know what story.
Did you ever go to see a concert there?
No, I was in the 80s. I was playing myself, but we never played that venue. We played the Fabrik in Hamburg, which was the other big venue, the old bomb factory over there in Hamburg. But I never played the Onkel Po, no.
Is Hamburg a city that's particularly famous for its jazz scene?
At this time in the 70s in Hamburg, there was also a big scene of Dixieland New Orleans musicians. They played a lot at Onkel Po's. This was kind of the scene there in the early 70s when they started.
I'd like to move on to the actual albums themselves. So there are five live albums that are going to be...
Yeah, that's the first part, yeah.
So as I mentioned, it'll be Dizzy Gillespie, Chet Baker, Albert mm-hmm. Collins, Elvin Jones and Johnny Watson. Mm-hmm. So how were you able to find these recordings? What sort of kick-started this project?
Well, I was at the... Norddeutscher Rundfunk, which means Northern German Broadcasting Corporation. It's the second biggest, I think, radio station in Germany, after, beside WDR. And we were sitting there with the editors, and we looked into the catalog, what they have in the cellar sitting there, what tapes, you know. And there was one list with all the Uncle Poo concerts, which they had taped, and some of them are also filmed, videotaped. So we checked this and says, oh, that could be interesting because Uncle Poo was very famous, and the special atmosphere of that club was also a reason for some of the greatest concerts ever done, especially there. So we decided to start a serial with the Uncle Poo concerts. Mm-hmm. And now the first five are released. And in the fall there will be another four albums coming.
Sorry, could you repeat, when will those next four be released?
In the fall, October.
Okay, fantastic.
The fall we're going to have two great trumpet players. This one is the Woody Shaw Quintet, mm-hmm. and the other is the Freddie Hubbard Quintet.
Oh, fantastic.
And then beside that there's Johnny Griffin with Eddie Lockjaw Davis, a more swing-oriented album.
Yeah.
And then Esther Phillips with one of her performances.
Okay, fantastic. So are these more or less from the same period in time, or do they range from the whole...
Between 74, actually. Johnny Griffin said 74. Esther Phillips, 78. Woody Shaw, 82.
Okay.
And Freddie Hubbard is 79.
Okay. And so how did you come to pick these particular artists?
First of all, we go by quality, sounds good. So what is interesting for the audience, that is the main reason. And then to mix it a little bit between, let's say, blues, funk, and jazz, that's what we want to do.
Yeah. Are there any recordings on more the sort of in the rock range of concerts? I remember reading also that there was a concert by the new wave band, the Talking Heads, in Uncle Poo.
Yes, exactly. But unfortunately, those bands haven't been recorded by Norddeutscher Rundfunk, so there are no tapes.
Okay. Is there more material that we can expect to see released in the future?
Approximately over 100 concerts have been recorded.
Oh, wow.
Some of them with German artists, of course. As you've mentioned before, Chico Rea, Pat Metheny did great performances there.
Yeah.
With the quartet, and El Giro started his career there, actually, at the Uncle Poo.
Who was that, sorry? Who was that?
El
Giro, yes.
He started his career there, and there's a lot of concerts. So we'll see what we can do, what we can release, and then we go half yearly with new stuff.
Yeah, okay. So for now, there's we know we have 9 albums to look forward to, but potentially more
exactly.
in the future. Fantastic. What does one have to do if one wishes to listen to and purchase these albums?
You can buy them everywhere. I mean, Amazon and all those channels and the stores. If you want to listen to it, you go to let's say Amazon and check it out.
Okay, fantastic. So how has this experience been for you, discovering these old recordings, listening to them? Do you have a personal favorite?
First of all, it's very interesting to do this because at that time, when those concerts took place, I was growing up as a jazz musician before I became a producer later. So it's all kind of, for me personally, it's déjà vu? What do you call it? Like, I've seen some of the bands live, exactly in that lineup, they are released now that Uncle Poo serial. So, for example, Chet Baker, I've seen 2 weeks before he played in Hamburg, I've seen him live in this surrounding. So, for me, it's a lot of fun to listen to those old great masters, and then to go in the studio and make the restorations with the engineers so that the sound gets a little bit better than it is on the recorded tape.
Yeah. Is there a personal favorite among the recordings?
Oh, I think the Chet Baker is one of the best Chet Baker performances I've heard. I mean, this is a great record, I have to say. But the upcoming Woody Shaw is also very great. You haven't heard it yet, but I can tell you it's very good.
Okay, well, that's exciting. I look forward to it. Was Uncle Poor a very popular venue with the musicians?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so...
Everybody knew it.
Yeah, okay. So that reputation must have grown pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much, Joachim. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. That's okay. About all we have time for. But yeah, so thank you so much. Once again, that was Joachim Becker from Delta. And he will be releasing, they will be releasing 5 live albums from Onkel Pur, the venue in Hamburg. And Art District will be broadcasting those over the coming weeks. So plenty of fantastic recordings to look forward to there. I'm Luke Seabright, and that was our jazz interview program. Thank you.
C'était Jazz Interview avec Luc Seabright. Vous pouvez écouter cette émission les mardis et jeudis à 8h et 14h et retrouver tous nos podcasts sur notre site internet artdistrict-radio.com. Très belle journée, à notre écoute. Thank you.